Here we are again, another Thursday night, Hogs Haven podcast. Kevin and Ken here talking about the Redskins. And Kevin, first topic of the night, special teams. We have seen, since Antoine Randall got here, he's been touted as our, savior on the punt return game. And let's be honest, he has...
No, he's not our savior.
He's not our savior now, but when he was signed, he was absolutely signed here to come and be a punt returner. And he hasn't returned... He hasn't been a punt returner with any kind of mention. How many years has he been here? How many years has he been here where he hasn't got any touchdowns?
Every single year. Why don't you ask me this question this first year?
The point is, our special teams have been maligned, and the question has always been, are they blocking well enough? Is the punter good enough? But when do we start looking at the returner? When, last year against the Lions, you put Santana Moss in, and the first time he goes for a touchdown.
Have you been watching these games? All year long, we were saying... Randall L is not our guy.
Well, more than 1 year long. 2 years ago, we were saying that. They were still pushing him on
yeah,
us.
He catches the ball. He does one spin move, and he falls down.
He puts his helmet to the green.
1 yard. But he does not turn the ball over.
He does not fumble.
So that's the only positive. But that's so, I mean, D'Angelo Hall and Moss are...
And what about Devin Thomas as a possible return man? And also, do you think Santana Moss is serious when he says he wants to return one punt per game?
Of course. He scored his. Why wouldn't he?
Yeah, and he gets on ESPN.
He doesn't get the ball on offense. This is a great time for him to shine.
And he doesn't get double teamed. Or triple teamed by their opposing defense.
Absolutely. So Santana, I think D'Angelo Hall, that's right.
So are we calling the Antoine Randall experiment over?
Yes. I would think, I'm not a coach, but I would think that if they're punting into our red zone, he'll catch it. Cause he'll be the one fielding it because we just want to make sure. He's already going to have guys on him. He'll catch it.
Will Antoine Randall be a Redskin next year? After this year?
Ask Malcolm and Devin that one. If the red shirts step up.
Excellent answer. Moving on the defensive line, we got Albert Haynesworth. What do you want us to do with him next year?
The same thing he did last year. I mean, that's, look what he did last year for Tennessee. That's what I want to do here.
I want him at end. I want him at defensive end. I want him there right away, and I want him there often.
I want him all over the place. You know, I don't want him to be predictable. I'm worried that Greg Bosch said that I'm going to use fourth best rushing D, whatever. If he's going to be a guy to hold up the middle for our linebackers, I think fans will grow very impatient very fast. You know, let him push the line of scrimmage back, and then let the linebackers do what they do.
Okay, staying with the impact of Albert Haynesworth on our defense. Who are our defensive linebackers starting on day one? Who do you got?
I mean, I don't think it's very difficult. London Fletcher in the middle.
Ink him in. You got Rocky. Rocky's gonna start,
and then
Rocky gonna play Marcus Washington's position?
And then Arakpo. I think Arakpo's gonna play Sam. I mean, you're asking questions when we haven't even done preseason yet. I mean,
well, the thing is you look at a guy like Brian Arakpo, and they put the two letters DE next to him. But is he a defensive end? Is he big enough? Can he take on?
We interviewed him. I don't think he's big enough, but he's got the speed. So,
there's
successful defensive ends that are small.
Like Dwight Freeney. And you hope that he can follow in that mold.
Defensive ends usually aren't successful their first year, so.
Whoa. Defensive ends, impact defensive linemen are successful from the first day they get in
the
league. Mario Williams had a great rookie season. People don't look.
I think he had four sacks.
Four or five sacks for a team that did not do that great. He actually played.
Look how he is now, though.
Look how he is now.
Look, Julius Peppers.
Look at they've been around. They got D'Amico Ryans playing behind him. They brought some other guys on the defensive line to help him out. Mario Williams is not a one-man show anymore.
You don't draft Reggie Bush, and you have a guy.
And Brian Arakpo is not Mario Williams. Just for the record, Brian Arakpo is a smaller, faster guy.
You just said every defensive end makes a great play.
Every great defensive end is great from the beginning.
All right,
great.
I'll do my homework on that one. I'm sure you're wrong.
Yeah. I've opened myself up big time to that one. What do you got for me today, Kev? What do you got for me?
All right. Everybody says, we've looked at the NFL draft. every pick has been, you know, they're going to be a great pick. There's a bust every year. Who's the bust going to be? And if you're going to say Matt Stafford, that's the easy pick. So I'm going to ask you I'll ask you a question. Who's going to be a bigger bust, Hey Bay or Jeremy Maclin?
Oh, I'm going to say Hey Bay. I'm going to say Hey
and
Bay.
I don't pick it just because of the spot. I mean,
I'm going to pick him because of the team. I think he is set up to fail, similar to Matt Stafford. And if you hadn't put the handcuffs on me, I would have gone with Matt Stafford. Here's a guy, Matt Stafford, for a second here. Here's a guy who is absolutely set up to fail. That team is pointed in a direction, and I think the direction they're pointed in is right into the brick wall. But Hey Bay, can he play? Absolutely. Does he have the world class athletic ability to compete in the NFL? Absolutely. But he's playing for the Oakland Raiders. And you know what? Whether or not he personally is a bust, the fact of the matter is his numbers will not be good enough.
So say in 3 years he gets traded to the freaking Patriots. I mean, that doesn't mean he's still a bust.
Well, you're asking me who's going to be a good bust this year. And at the end of the day, what's going to amount to a bust is the fact that he is not going to deliver the kind of impact that translates into wins. And ultimately, when you draft a guy as high as Darius Hayward Bay was drafted, you're looking for a guy to put numbers in the win column. And he's not going to get it done.
But he still have 3 or 4 touchdowns and 800 yards. He's not a bust.
3 or 4 touchdowns and 800 yards, that doesn't get you any wins. That you know what? That gets you on ESPN. That gets you on SportsCenter.
The Raiders aren't expected to win. That doesn't make him a bust.
Actually, the Raiders' defense is,
of course, one
is elite.
One draft pick is not going
to
get you.
The Raiders' defense is built to win right now. That offense is expected to catch up. And you know what? They have a number one overall quarterback. They got a couple linemen, offensive linemen, who are top draft picks who have been busting out of themselves. Robert Gallery, chief among them. And they got Darius Hayward Bay now on the offense. And you know what? They are expected to win.
Would you trade O-line with the Raiders right now? Would you trade O-line with the Raiders right now?
Would I trade O-line with the Raiders right now? Absolutely not. Not in a heartbeat. But look at the AL. You say they're not built to. You say they're against it. Who are they against? Last year, the AL West came down to an 2-8-8 team.
The AL West. We're going baseball now.
So the AFC West. My bad. Yikes. They came down to 2 teams. Broncos and the Chargers, the 8-8 team that won in the last game of the season made the playoffs. That's the one division in which they should be making. You should be expecting to get a run. You should be able to take a guy in the top 5 and expect it to make the next jump.
Oakland beat Tampa at the end of the year. They could be the new Cardinals.
Their defense is stellar. If their offense put a little bit extra on the field, again, we're talking about a division where the division winner was 8-8. In fact, the division winner at one point in time was like 3-8 or 5-8. I mean,
this is only you to. Why don't we talk about the Raiders? This is a freaking Hogs Haven. If you want to talk about the Raiders, you can start your own podcast. Can we talk about freaking Saints?
You specifically said, why should the Raiders be winning? But I'll tell you what. You asked me who was going to be a bust. I said Hayward Bay. You asked me why.
I think it's Maclin.
You hope it's Maclin, and so do I.
I hope it's Maclin. He's
Big 12 receivers, don't do well. He's small, he's speedy. How's he going to get off the line? You know what? Here are the Eagles.
His argument is, well, McNabb made Pinkston and Freddie Mitchell look like freaking heroes, so why can't a freaking top?
Who do the Eagles think they are? The Redskins? They have 2 small, speedy guys in Maclin and DeSean Jackson. You know, here haven't we proven that that doesn't work? We can't send Moss
and
Randall L?
We're not the ones in the NFC championships. They're the ones that are, so where are you going on that one?
Well, Maclin wasn't on the team last year.
He's never had a good receiver. McNabb has never had good receivers, and they're in the NFC Championship.
Well, all I'm saying is they have 2 small, speedy, athletic receivers, and we have shown that does not work. Defenses in the NFC East, defenses in the NFL can shut down small guys like that. And you know what? They get hurt. And you know what? They don't last a half a season.
Well, when you have 3 seconds to throw the ball.
You know what, Donovan McNabb, I'll tell you what, the happiest I ever was when Donovan McNabb did not get they didn't draft someone to come in behind him or trade for someone behind him, because you know what, as long as he's playing quarterback as a Redskins fan, I will always be happy to play that team, because that guy in the last 4 or 5 years has proven to me that he cannot beat the Redskins. Like the way that he did when he used to run the ball. Because you know what?
What's the matter? They're in the NFC East Championships and you're freaking on the golf. The Redskins on the golf course.
How many Super Bowls have they won?
That's because they don't give him a wide receiver. When they gave him Terrell Owens, he's in the Super Bowl.
How many Super Bowls have they won?
I know the freaking answer to that. I'm a freaking Skins fan too. I'm glad they don't have any, but that's them not giving.
They forget themselves.
What if they gave him Anquan Boldin? Jeff Lurie doesn't pay for big receivers.
The Eagles, they lose their identity on offense. You know what? The Eagles have no business. When we swept the Eagles last year, the fact of the matter is they had no business losing to the Redskins. It's like Donovan McNabb gets behind center and he forgets that he could run for 150 yards against us.
But then they go into New York and beat the Giants.
And then they go to New York.
Beat the Redskins twice. I mean, what does it mean?
You know what it means? It means I hate the freaking Eagles, and I'm so happy that we're swept them last year.
I agree. It was great. And then we got swept by the Giants.
And then we got swept by the effing Giants. And we split with the Cowboys, but that's neither here nor there. What do you got for me?
All right. I'm going to give you a rather annoying thing that we would both agree we never want to see.
Yep.
But if you had to choose, who would you rather see in the Ring of Fame? Steve Spurrier or Deion Sanders?
Well, we play this game, and the rule of this game is
We don't want. Yeah, we hate.
The rule of this game is you hate both choices, but you have to pick one, and you ultimately got to fight for the to the death on this one. I'll tell you what. I'll take the player. I'll take Deion Sanders. I will say I will sneak into FedEx and I will spray paint the word Ricky over the word Deion, because Ricky Sanders is my boy. But ultimately, you got a guy, Steve Spurrier. He flat out quit. He flat out quit on a professional team of athletes, and he didn't do it in a way that was as disgraceful as Bobby Petrino did in Atlanta. But at the same time, it was cowardly. It was unprofessional, and it was just flat out. It was cowboy like. You don't want that. That does not belong here in Washington.
All right, who would you rather be? The Redskins starting quarterback next year, Jeff George or Danny Werfel?
Oh, Jeff George. I say Jeff George. Call him right now. Get him off the couch. Right now he is on the couch. He is playing Madden. He's playing Madden 93, 94, whatever his best year
was.
He's
outside his mom's trailer throwing footballs into the field.
No, he is playing Madden, and he is playing himself back when he played for the Falcons and the Colts.
And the Vikings.
And the Bears. Oh, trust me, he is enjoying the hell out of watching himself throw deep balls. And I tell you what, he is ready to come back. And if I had to pick, I would take, all right, I'll take him all day.
Would you rather us guaranteed to sweep Dallas this year or guaranteed one win against the Giants and one win against the Eagles?
Let me be very clear about this. If you're giving me two wins against the Cowboys right now, I am taking them. I will take my chances against the Eagles. I will take my chances against the Giants.
When have we beat the Giants last?
Who cares? When have we something? I care about sweeping the Cowboys. You just offered me a two-game sweep against the Cowboys, and
which we did 2 years ago.
All I care about is a two-game sweep against the Cowboys. Two of the greatest games of my life. And let me just say,
you guarantee we sweep the NFC East if we don't make the playoffs? I mean,
wait, say that again.
What if I said we can guarantee we'll sweep the NFC East but not make the playoffs? I mean,
Wait, your question was, do I want to sweep the Cowboys or would I take a guaranteed split against the Eagles and Giants? And I'm telling you, I'll take my chances against the Eagles and Giants, and I'll take the guaranteed sweep of the Cowboys, because F the Cowboys.
That makes sense.
First and foremost,
all right,
beat them at home, beat them on the road, F the Cowboys. Screw Romo, screw Witten, screw DeMarcus Ware, screw Wade Phillips, screw Jerry Jones, screw Jason Garrett, screw
star. Let me give you, that was too easy.
Yeah, seriously.
Guaranteed sweep Dallas, or guaranteed beat all three NFC teams on the road once and then take your chances on the rest.
Beat them all on the road once and then take our chances at home. So basically we're saying a guaranteed 500 season in the NFC East and take our chances at home. Oh,
or guaranteed sweep the Eagles.
Oh no,
I mean guaranteed sweep the Cowboys.
Guaranteed sweep the Cowboys. Guaranteed sweep the Cowboys. Guaranteed sweep the Cowboys. Guaranteed sweep the Cowboys.
You just gave us a win. You took away a win from us.
I took a win off the board. Joe Gibbs would not be happy, but you know what? Fuck the Cowboys.
I guess we're now an 18 or older podcast.
Sorry, it just switched to a midnight, so I did that. But you know what? at the end of the day, there's few things in life that are greater than watching the Cowboy fans leave Dallas Stadium with after a loss, and there are few things in life greater than watching the Cowboys fans leave FedEx Field after getting their asses handed to them. And I've seen that happen a number of times, and I would trade a lot to see it happen again, because I love it. I've been to every single game in the last 10 years against the Cowboys, and you know what, consequently, I got two kids, both born, one was born in July, and one is going to be born in July, and you just might trace back some conception back to a Cowboys win here and there, just, you know, for the record.
All right, see you next week.
See you next week.